Joining us on Panthers Radio with Zynomics is the now all-time EIHL leading point scorer, David Clark. First of all, David, congratulations.
Oh, thanks, Callum. Thank you very much.
Now, it's an incredible achievement, just now beating out Ashley Tate for the top spot. Hopefully time to put a little distance between you and him. But there's also Colin Shields, who's just joined the 700 club as well. Obviously, we're going up against him this weekend.
Yeah. Colin sent me a nice message, and we had, I congratulated him too over his weekend's accomplishments. And yeah, it's nice that, you know, we're both still doing well and contributing to our team's success.
Now, it's something like 14 seasons as a Panther, and in that time, your points per game record's like a 0.996 or 0.96. Over 14 years, it's impressive to carry that on over one season, let alone 14. You must be happy with that.
Yeah, you're happy. It's more a case of, you know, I've said it before, but you don't achieve a whole lot without good teammates, good line mates, and good chemistry, and, you know, put in a position to kind of to succeed in those areas. But you know, I've always said it's, you know, points and stuff, that they're nice to contribute, but the underlying fact is everyone's here to win. So yeah, if you can help in that department, providing you're winning, being successful as a team, then yeah, it's kind of icing on the cake.
Now, obviously, with your role as assistant coach and with your hockey camps, the future of British hockey means as much to you as the present, and more to you than your previous achievements. So it must have been quite nice, poetically, for that pass to be the one that led to Ollie Betteridge scoring the goal, who you've watched grow on this team for years now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was thrilled he got the goal, and no one really knew about, you know, what it meant, the assist on that. But yeah, I was thrilled for Ollie, and obviously he's been working extremely hard here over the last few years, and he's getting a chance now and playing more and more, and he's doing great. So yeah, I was super happy that, you know, he kind of helped me achieve that accomplishment. So yeah, enjoying playing with him in Sweden, and hopefully we can keep the chemistry going.
Now, obviously, looking at the team in terms of British talent, Rob isn't, we still keep referring to Rob as like the young Brit on the team. He's not as young anymore, but we've seen him come into his own this season. Him and Ollie making up one of the best penalty killing duos in the league, potentially. Their forecheck on the line when they do play together is lethal. And then we've had Tets step in recently as well. Not to mention Jordan and Joe, who've been doing great work in Swindon, and Jordan when he's called upon to play here. Must be really nice for you to not only see these guys up close and personal every day, but do you feel like you're able to teach them stuff too?
I just think it's you there for them to lean on, and obviously when you can help them improve, you put that time in with them, because, you know, without that, then, you know, we're not going to see many British players, you know, come through and progress into the league. I think it was done for me as a youngster. Guys always took time with me, and I was always listened and took on their advice. And, you know, I think it's important that people do that, especially the British players that have kind of been around for a while now. It is a tough league to crack, a tough league to be consistent and be called upon to play big minutes now. So, yeah, I think if we can help them transition into being full-time professionals, then that's what we're here for, absolutely.
All right, thanks a lot, David, and congrats again.
Cheers, Cal. Thanks a lot.